In Tuesday's 9th congressional district election, Republican Dan Bishop flipped two rural counties that Democrat Dan McCready won last fall. Rural counties were the focus of Bishop's campaign. WFAE's Steve Harrison talked with Bishop's chief strategist and has this report.
Jim Blaine, Bishop's chief strategist, decided not to focus on Mecklenburg and Union counties.
From the start of the campaign, we believed that there was not a whole lot of swing vote in Union County and Mecklenburg County. The game in those two counties was turning out your base.
And in Mecklenburg, McCready did just that. He made South Charlotte even more blue, winning all but one precinct in the city. That was part of a trend of college-educated voters continuing to move away from the Republican Party. Meanwhile, Union County stayed reliably red. But Blaine says Bishop was focused elsewhere.
The Bishop campaign, we spent 75 to 80% of our paid campaign messaging resources in those eastern counties.
In last year's race against Mark Harris, McCready won five of the six mostly rural counties in the eastern part of the ninth. He won Anson, Richmond, Scotland, Robeson, and Cumberland counties. But Bishop flipped two of those, Richmond and Cumberland, and cut into McCready's margins in the others. If once solidly Republican areas vote for Democrats, Blaine says Republicans will be okay so long as they replace them with working-class rural voters.
If the floor vote for a Republican in Mecklenburg County is 43, 44, 45%, that is more than enough to vote in a district like the 9th District or in a statewide race to form a successful winning political coalition.
Blaine says McCready was a good candidate and a good fit for the district, but he believes McCready's support of Governor Roy Cooper's veto of House Bill 370 was a problem for the Democrat. That bill would have required North Carolina sheriffs to cooperate with ICE and honor the agency's detainer requests for people in county jails. Still, there were positives for Democrats in the race. President Trump won the 9th District by 12 percentage points in 2016. Bishop only won it by two. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.